Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers, the national champs now over the weekend. What an incredible ride, Chris. This was a boatload of fun.
Absolutely, Noah. It was just a great season all the way around. And when you finish the year, play your final game, and you're victorious, that's what happens. But what a ride, and especially proud of this team and obviously the coaching staff. But they're set to get on the plane here in the next couple of minutes and bring that eighth national championship trophy back to Baton Rouge.
Chris, two games since the last time we talked. Game one, LSU 1-0, a shutout pitch by Cade Anderson. What a performance. I think you guys talked about it. Other sportscasters talked about it. There was no way Cade Anderson was coming out of that game.
No. We absolutely felt like once he got beyond a certain point, the way he had been pitching and his every single pitch weighed so much down the stretch in that game. Yeah, there was no doubt he was going to – it was his game, and he deserved it. Second complete game victory. Again, a shutout on that stage. Since they went to the newer format in 2003, I think maybe three or four guys have had, you know, that type of performance, complete game shutout in the title series. So it was certainly one to remember.
What did you find most striking about that first game? Halfway through, I was looking at the Coastal Carolina players. They almost looked like they were in shock.
Yeah, I mean, I think they realized as good as they pitch it, and they do, and have all season long. You know, it's kind of what I felt like going into the series, to be honest with you. I mean, Coastal Carolina, great team, impressive regular season, impressive postseason, 26-game win streak, all of that, taking nothing away from it. But LSU plays great teams like Coastal Carolina virtually every weekend, beginning in early March to the end of the season. So, again, it's not as if that means Coastal can't beat an LSU. It just means this is what LSU plays every single game of their conference slate and beyond. And to me, I think that's what kind of probably took them a little longer to maybe get their feet on the ground after LSU jumped on them early there with that one run. And nobody thought that would be all it would take, but as it turned out with Cade Anderson, it was.
Yeah, it was quite the game. We lead into game two, and just when you thought you've seen everything at a College World Series game, then you realize you haven't, right?
Yeah, right out of the chute. I mean, backs to the wall and bottom of the first inning, handful of pitches into the game, you know, at the plate for Coastal Carolina, and, you know, they lose their head coach and their first base coach. And, again, that's unfortunate. We have a meeting every early February before the start of the season with the head of the officials and umpiring, and they go over new rules and new emphasis. But typically either in the beginning or somewhere early on, they will mention the fact that there are two undeniables, and that is arguing balls and strikes, and that is profanity. And, you know, when those two things enter, the umpire has the full discretion to do what he has in the rule book. So, again, thought it was odd timing to get that heated that early in the game. But, again, when you go back and watch it from the first inning on, I mean, LSU won that baseball game, whether Coastal Carolina had nine coaches or one.
Yeah, I was listening to you on the radio, so I didn't physically see what was happening. Once I ultimately did, it pretty much matched up to what y'all were saying. What was funny is that, as y'all pointed out, nobody could figure out what is this big argument about so early in the game. A couple of missed calls. I mean, that happens almost every game.
Yeah, again, I don't know. I think, you know, again, coaches do what they do, and you don't win as many games as Coastal does without knowing what you're doing, so there's no question about that. Just seemed to be a little odd to me to get that heated that early in the game. So, again, is what it is, but ultimately players are what wins games, and LSU did.
No doubt. So let's talk about Anthony Ianson, 6 1/3 innings. He had 3 runs, 7 hits, 9 strikeouts. I know the coach was a little concerned about his starting the first couple of innings, you know, making sure he gets off to a good start. It seemed like he set the tempo early.
Yeah, I mean, again, you feel pretty good when you get to the title series and you got your 1 and 2 all season long lined up and fully rested, I might add. And again, Anthony Ianson did not disappoint. Nobody believed that he would. This is a very good Coastal Carolina offense. And again, you know that with their backs to the wall, their coach thrown out early, they weren't just going to fold up and go home. But that's what he's done all year. He's just gone out and competed at a very high level. And again, never worried when he's on the mound, regardless of what the other team has done at the plate.
Chris, you've seen a lot of teams. They talk about their capabilities during the season. You guys have talked a lot about the defensive nature, posture of the LSU Fighting Tigers. But sometimes in the big games, it seems to go away. For this team, they seem to even highlight it even more. They made some plays that were major league plays.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of what we all started to focus on towards the end of the year, Newell, and that is, you know, with all the big moments offensively and the great pitching, both in a starting role and then as the season got deeper in a relief mode. I mean, suddenly now, you know, it's just this team, everything is put together. And again, it's a total team effort, and defense, I think, was, as Jay Johnson said before they left for Omaha, defense is going to be big in that ballpark, and it is every year. And I thought LSU defensively did everything that you would want if you were on the mound.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Found.
I loved when Jay Johnson in the post-game interview, Chris, and I know you feel this way as well, when he realized that Skip Bertman was there. And said as he went by the coach's room in the wheelchair, he says, "We're going to win. There ain't no doubt about it in my mind. We're winning today." I thought that was a great touch.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I'm sure Jay meant that. I mean, they have a very special relationship, as everybody knows. And again, I think Skip needed that. I think he needed to be in Omaha, and it was great that LSU made that possible. And, I have no doubt that was an extra boost in the arm when Jay saw Skipper.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to talk with Skip?
No. He was down on the suite level. We were up on the press level. So I know Doug Thompson did. Doug went down on the field, and he got a chance to see his coach.
Yeah. So how big a night was last night in Omaha?
Obviously the fire marshal had taken Sunday off because getting back to the team hotel, I'm sure there was a violation to be sure, and the revelry went deep into the night and into the early morning as it should. So LSU fans again showed up as they always do and took over the town.
No, absolutely. How bad did we outnumber the Coastal Carolina fans in the final two games?
Oh, no, it was 3-1, maybe 4-1, possibly.
Wow.
I mean, after the game yesterday, the Tiger fans obviously stayed on hand and got to see the team be brought up on the stage and handed their individual awards and the national championship trophy. And that's when you really could tell the LSU fans, because it was overwhelmingly still full. And obviously the Coastal fans and the non-biased fans were on their way out. So, it was an Alex Box North up here in Omaha, as it always is.
Cade Anderson gets the most outstanding player award. It was kind of funny during one of the interviews with the coach. He kind of jokingly said he still has more years in college, but I doubt that that's going to happen.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think Cade, I mean, again, I think a lot of guys did a lot to improve their profile just to, again, to some of those characteristics you talked about earlier, just being able to stay focused on the main goal and be able to do that for the amount of time and with the success that LSU had. But Cade Anderson's one of those guys that we're going to hear his name very early, and we're going to get a chance to for LSU fans to possibly adopt a new favorite major league team.
Yep. How many players do we lose, Chris? Do we know?
No, I mean, again, I don't think there is a definite number on that as of yet. Obviously, Jared Jones, Cade Anderson. I mean, there's a whole number of guys that truthfully will now begin that decision process. And, of course, then you have to be mindful of those who maybe decide to have already jumped in the portal, and some may decide to do so after the team gets back. But, again, hard to tell at this point, the way college athletics is today. Things change and move very quickly. But, you know, the good news is a number of the freshmen that we saw that were just phenomenal this season, it's not as if, you know, it'll be another one of those LSU's not rebuilding, they're reloading.
Yeah. You know, one, I'm kind of curious, you're close to the game. A lot of people ask this question. Those that come in on the portal versus those kids that grew up here in Louisiana, went to high school here in Louisiana, always dreamed of playing for the LSU Fighting Tigers. Do you notice a difference?
Not really. I mean, I think Jay Johnson has done such a tremendous job in setting what the expectations are. And once you walk through those doors, regardless of where you come from, regardless of your background and your previous coaching and all of that, it is a true development program. And that's what Jay sells. He did it in most of the press conferences here in Omaha, and he does it every day. And I think that's the biggest telltale sign. LSU's got an opportunity to get the best players in the country. For that matter, in the world. And frankly, I feel like there's always going to be, because Louisiana high school baseball is so good, there's always going to be a mix of Louisiana and then the best players from wherever they come.
So, Chris, how many days does it take to come off this high for you?
No, I got a pretty long list at home waiting for me on honeydews after being gone as long as I have over the last month plus. So, we'll have to put it behind us quickly and get right back to work.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Great season. Great job. Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. Thank you so much for taking a few moments out of your busy day today with us. We really appreciate it.
Always, Neil. Happy to join you.
Thank you, sir. Have a safe flight home. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.